Blog Talk Radio.
Be thankful about this day. Yes, you are tuned in, facing your fears, radio talk show with your host, Evangelist. As always, we are excited and happy to have you join in with us on today's episode. Let's begin with our opening prayer. Father God, we thank you for another great opportunity that you have given us to go forth, Father God, to reach out and inspire and touch someone's life, Father God, who's going through, Father God, and you know, Father God, that everybody is going through right now all over the entire world, Father God, with this pandemic. But we know that you are still in control, Father God, and we know that, Father God, you promised to never leave us nor desert us. And with that, Father God, we have faith in knowing this too shall pass. But Father God, we pray right now, Father God, that you would stand in the midst of facing your fierce radio talk show as we go through today, Father God, with this awesome topic for today. And Father God, we pray that everything we do and say will be pleasing and acceptable in your sight. And at the end of the show, Father God, that you may get the glory out of all that we do. And someone out there that doesn't know you and the partner of their sins and want to get a connection with you and get a relationship with you, I pray that something that will be said on this show, Father God, would encourage them to turn their life over and surrender all to you, Father God. These blessings I ask in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Yes, listeners, we do have an awesome show prepared for you on today with our special guest, which used to be our previous co-host on Facing the Fears, and that's none other than awesome, anointed pastor out of Miami, Florida. Topic for today is God is still blessing. God is still blessing. I don't know, we're having some interference in the studio. I don't know whether it's in the studio, but there's a lot of noise in the studio, and I'm trying to fix it right now if it's on my end in the studio. But we ask that everything go well so listeners can be able to hear the show on today clearly. Okay, listen, our topic, as I was saying, God is still blessing. And listeners, feel free to press the number one if you have any questions, comments. I just want to join in and share your thoughts and experience on today's topic. God is still blessing. We're talking about God today, hope today, trouble, crisis, blessings, panic, and storms, and the pandemic. This is what we're talking about on today, telling you that God is still blessed. In regards to what we're going through in life right now, God is still blessing. I'm going to go into the emphasis a little bit on the topic for today. God is still blessing. Nothing can stop the all-powerful, all-knowing, forever the same God from being who he is, and that he is a never-changing God. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The blesser is still blessing. So we don't have to panic in this pandemic or any other pandemic in the future. When you have for so long you're making it happen, it's easy to forget you are not until trouble arrives. God is our source to every resource, and no, without God, we can do nothing. In the midst of this global crisis, many feel there is no hope, but surely Jesus Christ is our hope, our help, our way, and our everything. So stay tuned in, listeners. We have an awesome show for you today. This powerful, anointed woman of God is going to be coming forth. I'm going to bring her in the studio in a little while. As she go forth, I ask you to stretch your hands out wherever you're sitting to your telephone and ask God to bless her. Give her a word on today to share with us. And listen, we pray that something that will be said on today, that you may get the God, pray that God would get the glory in your life, that you may be able to be blessed with whatever you're standing in the need of. We know that we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us, but we cannot do nothing without God. And with that being said, I'm going to give you the scriptures for today. If you have your Bible, feel free to turn to the scriptures. And if you have anything that you want to share with us on this topic or in reference to the scriptures that we're going to be coming from, feel free to press that number one and you will be tuned in into the studio. Okay, the scriptures will be coming from Philippians chapter 4, verses 19, Matthew chapter 6, verses 30 through 33, 3 John chapter 1, verses 1 through 2. And without further ado, we're going to bring in this woman of God, Pastor Doris Smith, and let God have his way today in her life. Good afternoon, Pastor Smith. How are you?
Good evening, and God bless you, Evangelist Chapman. I'm doing well. God bless you this evening.
It's always a pleasure having you on, facing your fears, and I know that the listeners always enjoy you, whatever you God give you to say with us or share with us at any forgiven time. We are always happy to have you on, facing your fears. And it just feels like old time here sitting in the studio with you. And I'm not going to hold God's blessings up. I'm going to let go on into the lesson on today. Listeners, I want to present to some and introduce to others Pastor Doris Smith, a true woman of God out of Miami. So at this time, I will turn the mic over to her, and we will have a word from God on today. God bless you all. Please stay tuned in. Do not hang up, because we want you to get your breakthrough today. We want you to get your blessings. And you might hang up and not be able to hear what God is saying to you. God bless you. Pastor Smith.
Good evening. Good evening, everyone, this evening. Praise God. I truly thank and praise God for the opportunity. I first of all give God all the honor. I give God the glory, and I give God the praise. Praise God. I humbly realize that without the Lord, I can do nothing. Praise God. But I also realize that with God, all things are possible. So today I decrease that he may increase and have his divine way, that all connected today may be blessed of the Lord. Amen. Praise God. I thank God for you, Evangelist Chapman, for the opportunity inviting me, praise God, to share on Facing Your Fears radio talk show this evening with the world as they're connecting in from around the globe. And I pray today that the word would encourage you. I pray that it would inspire you. I pray that it would uplift you. And I pray today that it would richly bless you. For one thing we do know for sure as we speak about the word of God, everything is going down. But the one thing that's going to stand forever is the word of God. And this evening, I just want to pause for a moment to share with you, praise God, the topic tonight. God is still blessing. I know that there's a lot of things happening, and so do all the callers tonight. We know that there's quite a bit happening in the world. But I want to share with you tonight that no matter what's going on in the world as it stands today, as it was yesterday, as it'll be tomorrow, I want to encourage you and inspire you to know that nothing changes who God is. He is our everything. And even though we are going through global crisis and the coronavirus and all of the other things that are happening, in addition to those things that are now new, but the things that are not new, we know that the Word of God tells us there's nothing really new under the sun. We just didn't know about it. But it wasn't new. God already knew. He knew the day, the hour, the time. He knew how we would respond. He knew how some would act and some would act. He knew everything because he's an omnipotent God, omniscient and omnipresent. And tonight, as we speak about this topic, God is still blessing. Listen, in the midst of it, what does the word say as we speak into Philippians 4:19? It says, my God. See, in relationship with the Lord, it becomes personal. It's not religion, it's relationship. It's just personal. The scripture says in Philippians 4:19, it says very simply, my God will. Remember, it never said my God shall. It never said, there's a possibility that he would. It said with assurance, my God will what? Supply your needs according to what? His riches. Not ours, according to his riches in Christ Jesus. We know this. While prosperity seekers might always be looking for what they look for, which is money, possessions, miraculous arrivals, we should take a closer look at what God desires to provide us with. Why? Because he knows what is best for us. He knows, praise God, what you need before you even ask. That's how amazing, how awesome our God is. He loves us so much, praise God, until it is his desire, praise God, to bless us. It's his desire, praise God, to allow us to live in the abundance, in the overflow. He don't want us lacking. He said, I came that you may have life. He never said, listen, when a hurricane hit, I'm not going to bless. No, he didn't say that. In the midst of hurricanes, he's still blessing because he's saving lives. He's saving property. Yeah, there are a lot of things that are happening, fatalities, but he's still blessing. Even now, there are a lot of people that are becoming ill, but in the midst, he's healing a lot. We have lost a lot of lives, and that's painful. And I pray for the families that are grieving still the loss of their loved ones. But does that mean God stop blessing? No. He is the blesser. He is the creator. He's the holy redeemer. He's the maker of everything. And he is the blesser. He does not stop blessing. He meets your needs and he meets our needs. And all he wants us to do in so him meeting those needs is continue to seek the Lord. Keep your eyes on the mark. I know that there is a lot of things happening right now that can distract you, such as loss of jobs, loss of income, families, husbands and wives. Domestic violence is on the rise. Why? Because they're not accustomed to sitting that many hours right there and not able to go out. That was not something they weren't accustomed. We have been taken out of the comfort zone. But I want you to know, even in the midst of being taken out of the comfort zone, God said, listen, use that time to draw closer to me. Use that time for you and the wife to pray. You, the wife, and the children to pray. Father, to talk to the children. You're the head of the household. Priest, to rise up. Speak to the children. Speak to the wife. Encourage. Praise God as the head. Praise the Lord. Listen, in the midst of this, we are not to look down and feel sad. And, oh, what's going to happen next? What's going to happen? God's still going to provide for you. What's going to happen? He's still your healer. What's going to happen? He's still your deliverer. What's going to happen? He's still your heart fixer, your mind changer. He's still the greatest of all. There is no greater love than the love of Jesus Christ. He loves you. He don't want you to lack for nothing. Like any good father, God would never give us what he knew would harm us. We have to understand what his purpose and his intent as it concerns his children. He wants us to be like him, Christ-like, so that what? We become what? The light, the salt, and the light in the world. God does not want us to see him as a heavenly source or just a bunch of materialistical things. Acquiring things is not really what God is all about. He wants you to have a relationship with him. Things don't make you. You can acquire all the things. You got to know God has already made you. He's already fearfully and wonderfully and marvelously made you, and that your soul got to know right well. He loves you. Nobody took his life. He laid his life down because he loved you and I so much. So don't you think for one minute that because things are happening that he's going to stop blessing. No, keep on praying. Keep on trusting the Lord. Keep on leaning on his everlasting arms. Keep on looking to the hills for where all your help comes from. And know
that your help comes from the Lord. It may be many days with tears in your eyes because we're tested. We're in a time of being tested. We're in a time of being tried. But it did not come to destroy us. I just believe in my spirit that it came to make us stronger, make us wiser, and make us better. You are listening this evening to Facing Your Fears Radio Talk Show, where the amazing, awesome host is none other than Evangelist Norma Chapman. And I thank God for you. I would love for you to press that one. Go ahead and chime on in. I'm sure you have something to say. Praise God. I'm sure you have a comment to make. And I want you to be a part of the conversation this evening. We're having an amazing conversation about the King. When you take it to the King, who else better? Who else greater? Who knows what to do with it? Nobody, not like the King. The songwriters say, take me to the King. See, ain't no need for you to take me nowhere else. Good God Almighty, in the midst of everything going on, ain't no need to take me nowhere else, because can't nobody help me. You got to take me to the King. And better yet, I'm going to take myself to the King. Prostrate before the Lord. Praise God. Bow down, looking to Him. My help, my hope, my strength, the very breath that I breathe. God is so amazing and so awesome. He knows your needs, but watch this. Even in your needs, He differentiates between your needs and what you want. Why? He knows that wherever your heart is, that's what you're going to treasure. He knows that about us because we belong to Him. He made all of us. Even though all of us don't serve Him, He's the creator of us all. And He allows us to have that option. Choose this day who you'll serve. He wants us to know that this world, first of all, it's not our home, believers. There's no need for us to anchor down here like we're not going anywhere. As sure as we're born, we're going to leave this world. It's appointed once for man to die. And we know we rest because He said those that are in the grave, He said they're going to be caught up to meet me in the air. He said they're going to rise first, and those that remain, correction, is going to be caught up to meet me in the air. But those in the grave are going to rise first. Even if your body is resting in that holding center called the grave, you're going to be the first one to rise. And then everybody else will be caught up to meet Him. He knows. He knows everything. So don't be dismayed. Don't quit. Don't give up. Ain't no time to throw in the towel. Look, what's in your hand? You may have lost your job, but God has given you some creative abilities. He said, I give you the power to do what? To get wealth. What's in your hand? What idea do you have? Can you sew? Can you cook? What creative ability has God placed in your mind? You may be thinking, oh, that don't make no sense. It don't make no sense that you don't use it. It makes very much sense. It's a creative ability that God has given you to deploy you. You're not employed right now, so God's going to use your creative ability to deploy you, to allow you to use that gift, praise God, that He has given you to produce wealth. You're very well on one idea from great financial increase. You're only one idea, praise God, from every financial need you have being met. It's already there. It's only inside of you. Who is that person that's waiting for you to realize that your idea makes sense? What don't make sense is that you won't use it. Oh, I'm afraid it's going to fail. Well, if it failed, at least you would have found that out. But if you never use it, you'll never know whether it failed or not. And if perhaps it failed, just thank God. Good God Almighty, because guess what? You're going to launch again. And this time you're going to fail. And if that was there, guess what? Launch again. Because all things are possible, praise God, with the Lord. There is no failure in him. He's just making you stronger for the next launch, which is a little higher than the one you took before. But he's still with you, and he's still for you. And when he's with you and for you, who's big enough? Who's bad enough? Whose arms long enough? I believe they're too short to box with God. God is concerned with every part of our being. He's concerned with our spirit. He's concerned with the total woman. He's concerned with the total man. See, we live in a world today where people only concerned about that part of you or that part of me, praise God, that would be a benefit to them. We are blessed to know that his love is in spite of, but in the world it's just because if you don't do it this way, or because you don't do it that way, then I might not be happy with you, but God loves us in spite of how you do it. I still love you, I'm still here for you, I'm still to help you, I'm still to reach down and pick you up, turn you all around, and then place your feet on a solid ground. I love you so much, and I still bless you, because I don't stop right there. I establish your going. Oh, bless the name of the Lord. God is concerned, my brothers and my sisters, this evening. He is so very concerned about every part of you. You matter. You're worth it. You're enough. He said, everything I made is good. And very good. You are the very good creation of the Lord. He will provide in the midst of the pandemic. He will provide in the midst of coronavirus. He will provide in the midst of an election. He will provide in the midst of storms. He will provide in the midst of hurricanes. He will provide in the midst of evil running rampant in the world. He will provide, because he said to us, fret not thyself of evildoers. In other words, they shall soon be cut down and wither as the green grass. What is he saying? He said they will be dealt with. Evil will not go undealt with. God still blesses. No matter what's going on, no matter what we're facing, nothing stops God from being the blesser that he is. He's concerned. You got to know, praise God, that he is concerned with every part of our being, spirit, soul, body. He's the way God takes care of us is way beyond anything we could ever ask or think. Look, we could trust him. We could trust in his goodness. We could trust in his guiding. He's our shepherd. And he said in Psalms 23, he said, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. The shepherd cares for the sheep. And shepherding care is more for us than we could ever even have a thought that we could have achieved on our own. God provides for us and take care of us in ways that we can, it blows our mind. Our little mind can't even fathom his awesomeness. He provides a way for us even in our development and even in controversial issues. And he provides ways, praise God, for us. He makes sure that our quality of life is what he says. Those whose shepherd is the Lord, we can say, those of you on the line today, you can say, the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. I pray today as you're connected on this line that you would say, the Lord is my shepherd. I may have lost my job, but I shall not want. It may be only one person in the household working, but I shall not want. Because the Lord is my shepherd. He will create a way. He'll make a way out of nowhere. He'll make a road in the desert. He's a shelter in the time of a storm. He's our everything. And we have got to know that without a shadow of a doubt. God is still blessing. He's still blessing you, my sister, still blessing you, my brother. In the nursing homes, in the midst of the many lives that have been lost, he's still keeping lives. He's still healing. Many are still coming out of critical care. Many are still coming out healed and delivered from the coronavirus. And not only just the coronavirus, we don't want to just focus just straight on that, because God was who he is and will always be before corona came. And when it leaves, he'll still be God, because he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's a never, I want you to embrace, never changing God. Man will change on you. Your BFF, your best friend, as they say, forever, you'll find out it's not forever. It's until you tick them off. Praise God. You'll find out that your BFF is J-S-U-S. Praise God. He's the only one that's the same today, tomorrow, and forever. He is a never change. You can be assured that no matter what time of morning you call him up, he's available. No matter how late in the evening or the midnight hour or 4 day in the morning, he's available. His line is never going to give you a busy signal. He is available. And he's always on time. He ain't never too late. He ain't never too early. He's always on time. I just thank God today, because God takes care of us no matter what. A promise is a promise. And all of the promises of the Lord yet remain yes and amen. We pause, praise God, to just give you a quick reminder that you are listening to Facing Your Fears Radio Talk Show. Praise God, where the awesome host is, Evangelist Norma Chapman. I pause for those that are on the line that may want to chime in to this evening and share. Go right ahead. Press the number one on your phone so that it will give you the opportunity for your line to be open and for you to be able to share on the line. Praise God. We truly thank and praise God for you this evening. Want you to be encouraged to know that God is still blessing. Praise God. He's blessing you, praise God, because somebody on this line, praise the Lord, you have good health. You have not experienced anything in the midst of everything that we have been going through. You have not had no symptoms. Praise God, you can wave your hand today and say, I have not been diagnosed positive. I have not had no health issues. Praise God, you waving your hand. Let me tell you what a miraculous blessing that is. That's what I mean. See, every time we talk about blessings, a lot of times people think we're talking about houses and cars and money. But let me tell you what a divine blessing of God is: good health. Praise God, when you can feed yourself, when you can bathe yourself, when you can make a conscious decision for yourself, when you can decide what colors you want to coordinate. Sometimes we look for those things that it's the simple things, praise God, that we ought to give God the praise for in the midst of everything we praise him for. Praise God, because we're thinking it's those materialistical things. But listen, what good would $1 million do you? And I'm not saying nothing wrong with having it, because God wants you to be blessed. He don't want you lacking nothing. He wants you to live in the abundance. But listen, so you can understand what I'm saying, what good is that when you can't see, when you can't walk? All you can do with it now is just pay somebody else to walk for you, pay somebody else to see for you. We give God praise and thanks that our eyes are open, that we could see. We may not have $1 million in the bank, but good God Almighty, we got a good health report. Somebody will pay $1 million today just to have that. Oh, I bless his name today. We got so very much to thank God for, and it's not always the materialistical things. Yes, we thank God because his word said, as I'm getting ready to go there right now, I'm going to back it up with scripture. Oh, yes. I don't say nothing except bringing the word. Oh, praise God. God bless you. Go right ahead. Someone here wants to share.
Yeah, God bless you. This is your host, Evangelist Norma Chapman. And I want to remind you to stand to Facing Your Fears radio talk show. And I would be very happy if you just press that number one on your phone. If you have any comments, questions, I do want to share your thoughts on today's topic. We're talking about God is still blessing. I've enjoyed Pastor Doris Smith thus far. And the Spirit of the Lord is working. I dare not to call the Spirit of God. But I do want to come in and say something to my listeners that just tuned in, that wasn't tuned in earlier on the show, and give them a brief emphasis on what we're talking about. God is still blessing. We're talking about God, hope, trouble, crisis, blessings, panic, storm, and the pandemic. As you know, we are in the pandemic. We're going through COVID-19, and through it all, we got to remember that a storm just passed over the city of New Orleans. We thank God for sparing the city of New Orleans one more time, and we do want to keep in mind and stay prayerful for those that were in the line and in the path of the storm. Hurricane 4 hit Lake Charles. We do have NAACP members there in Falls, Louisiana. We want to let you know that our prayers are with you, Dr. Cole and Mother Cole, and some of the other members there with the NAACP. We are truly thinking about you and in our prayers, not just them, all of the people there in Lake Charles, Louisiana, and in the parts of where they was in the path of the storm. I pray that the Lord kept you safe. But as Pastor Smith was saying, materialistic things, we can always get back, but we cannot get back life. So we do pray that God would bless and bless in a mighty, mighty way, that you can restore whatever that was damaged there with your property. But we thank God that no one, not too many reports of any dead bodies that they found in the path of the storm. But we did get bad news about a 14-year-old girl there in some parts of Louisiana where it fell on her and killed her. We do want to keep their family in prayer on today, and we want to pray that the God would give them strength in the midst of their loss. Listen, we got so much around us that's happening on today, and I think that thank God for Pastor Doris Smith out of Miami, Florida, that's pouring out the word of God on today. God is still blessing, letting you know that He's still in the blessing business. Whatever you're standing in the need of, you have to just ask God to see you through it. The Bible tells us that we have not because we ask not. And sometimes we ask, it may be amiss, but God still understands. He understands our every need, and He will take care of us through it all. He has been taking care of me. And you may want to hit that number one on your phone and let the people know that God has still blessed you through it all. Not just the city of New Orleans, but this is worldwide, everywhere people are going through. They're going through this or they're going through that. They're losing their home because they can't afford their mortgages. They're losing their cars. They can't afford their car notes. They don't have insurance on their cars. Some don't even have to let their life insurance policy go because they can't afford to pay their life insurance policy. So people of God, saints of God, we must be mindful. And we must keep in our mind that through faith, we can overcome anything. We must have faith in God and know God is there for us. God is still blessing. Yet right now, as we're listening to the awesome, anointed woman of God, Pastor Doris Smith out of Miami, Florida, I'm going to turn the mic back over to her. I'm so happy that you gave me an opportunity to come in and just say something to my listeners. And listeners, we do have a caller that's calling in and have something to share or want a question or something. We're going to bring them to the studio now, okay? Caller from Arrow Code, look like it's Arrow Code.
Hi, Evangeline. This is Sister Wood.
This is Sister
Hello.
Wood. Hello, who am I talking to? Hey,
Sister
you all
Wood.
Listen, I'm First Lady. My First Lady.
Yes.
My Friend of Liberty Baptist Church, I am so delighted to have you in the studio with us today. Would you like to say a word with our listeners on the topic, God is still blessing? Because listeners, she's very, very powerful. And we enjoy her every Wednesday in the women's ministry. And she's really been a blessing to all the women that really live. Go ahead, First Lady Woods, and have that God have his way with you right now.
I just want to give God glory and thank Pastor Doris Smith for that awesome word. Thank you, Evangelist, for hosting this program. And when we always think, like she said, when we think about being blessed, we're always thinking about, you know, God doing stuff, giving me stuff. And then as she was talking, the question came to me, what happens when you don't feel blessed? Because we always equate blessings with being happy and joyous, you know. So there are some times in our lives, and she did mention all of those instances, where we don't feel blessed all the time. And so we have a shallow view of what it means to be blessed. But we always know that God has endowed us with his divine favor and protection, no matter how we feel. Even he's blessing us when we don't even realize he's blessing us. And we're driving on the highway and cars are circling all around, or he protected us from an accident. That's a blessing that we didn't even know was coming our way. And so I just said, always in a positive position to receive God's provision. And that's when you know you're blessed, because you're always in a position to receive God's provision. And once we receive those provisions, we should always have an attitude of thanksgiving. God, thank you for everything. Things that I don't even know that I needed, you blessed me with. Because I'm so glad God doesn't just give us what we pray and ask him for. He know we need more than what we can think of. So I just say, God, we just thank you that you have blessed us with everything that we need. And so I just say, and also another point, as she was talking, I was like, you know how the scriptures say God lets his favor shines on the blessed, on the saved and the unsaved.
And so
even those persons who are not saved, they are still blessed by God. They don't recognize where their blessings come from, but God still blesses them. But the difference between their blessings and the child of God's blessings is that their blessings are temporary, that their blessings have an expiration date on it. Because when judgment day comes, that's the end of their blessings. But for us as children of God, our blessings continue into eternity. We get a chance to spend eternity with our Father. So their blessings have an expiration date on it, where our blessings are from now until eternity. God, Jesus said in his word that you're going to be blessed in this world and in the world to come. And so I just thank God that our blessings just don't end when we shut our eyes on this side, but our blessings continue once we see him face to face. And so thank you, Pastor Doris, for that awesome, awesome word. Thank you for helping us to realize that we are a blessed in spite of what we're going through, in spite of how we look at ourselves. We are blessed because our Heavenly Father, and I always tell the women at Greater Liberty, because I am God's child, I will always be on child support.
Amen.
And I just thank God for his blessings. Hallelujah. Thank you, Evangelist.
You're welcome. There you have it.
God bless you.
The phenomenal, the blessed First Lady, my First Lady at Greater Liberty Baptist Church. I tell you that I am truly, truly happy to have her come in and share a word from the Lord. I tell you, listen, God, she's really a true woman of God that's filled with the Holy Spirit. And I thank God for giving her time, because she's so busy. She probably called in from work, giving her time to share a word with us on today. We're not going to no longer hold up Pastor Smith. We're going to turn the studio back over to the woman of God who's bringing the word on today, and let her continue filling us with what God has to say to Pastor Smith. You back on. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you, Evangelist. Thank you so much for the opportunity. God bless you. Praise God, First Lady Woods. I tell you, I enjoyed your comments. So beautiful and so on target. Thank you, woman of God. As we go on, I was just thinking, even as First Lady was sharing, a thought hit my mind about the Uzziah came back even as we were sharing it earlier this morning. And one of the scriptures that stuck with me about Uzziah in 2 Chronicles 26 is when, in verse 4, is when it says, "And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord according to all that his father Amaziah did." And verse 5 is the key. "And he sought God in the days of Zechariah, who had understanding in the visions of God." And watch this. "And as long he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper." God is still blessed. As long as we seek the Lord, doesn't matter what we're going through, as long as we make God first. This is a hedgeway right into Matthew chapter 6, praise God, verses 30 to 33. As long as we seek the Lord. See, he was 16 years old when he began, praise God, to reign. And he reigned 52 years. But watch this, as long, that's the part that just I grab hold to. As long as he sought the Lord, God made. See, when God makes something, can't nobody do nothing about it. Can't nobody touch nothing that God made. Look, he made him to prosper. Listen, when you have faith and hope and trust in the Lord, when you're trusting him, he said, without faith, it is literally impossible for you to believe me. You can't believe me except you believe that I am who I say I am, that I can do what I say I can do, that you understand that I'm not a man that I should lie, nor am I the son of man that I have to repent. I am God. I'm the sovereign one. I reign supreme. I am still blessing. I am the blesser, and nothing stops me from blessing. Look, every day of our life, watch this. The word of God lets us know, what does he do? This morning, we may have thought for a second, but I pray it kicked in real quick, that we just got up. No. If he had not woke you up, you would not about to get up, because you don't have the power to do that. The very breath that you breathe, it belongs to the Lord. It's not mine. Let me throw some at you right quick. If you think the breath that you believe, that you breathe, belong to you, I want you to lay your head back for a moment. I want you to take a deep breath, and I want you to blow. And then I want you to catch it and tell me what color it is. That's exactly what I'm talking about. It don't belong to you. If it did, you could blow, you could catch it, you could identify it, you could know which way it went. You don't know that, because that's life. That's the breath of the Lord. And you live, and you breathe, and you have every fiber of your being because of who he is. Nothing so great that we have done. He's still blessing you. You got to know, no matter the rain, no matter the sun, no matter this system that we're going through now, look, watch this. Coronavirus will pass, and God knows the hour and the day and the moment that it will. Just like the hurricanes did pass, the tsunamis did pass, all the things that are happening have passed, but then there's going to be something else. You don't know, nor do I. But what we do know is that the blesser has not stopped blessing. What we do know is that the blesser has not forgot about us.
Yes, Lord, thank you.
He has not forgot about us.
He knows.
Before we were even born, in our mother's womb, he knew. Your journey, my journey, was set before conception. It was already set. It's nothing that you or I can do about it but walk it through, walk it out. Ain't no time to quit. Ain't no time to give up. Ain't no time to throw it. Some have even said to me, have contemplated, I've even spoke to people, have contemplated suicide. That's not the way.
You got to turn to the way. Jesus Christ is the way. He's the truth. And he is life. And we have to speak over our life. The blesser has given us everything we need. Where is it? It's in Christ Jesus. Prophesy over your life. I shall live and not die, and declare the works of the Lord. For this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice, and I will be glad in it.
Hallelujah.
My gladness may not come with dry eyes, but guess what? They're still going to be glad. Because there's nothing that God can't bring you up and can't bring you out of.
Yes, ma'am.
God bless you, Desiree.
God bless you. God bless you. Listen, I know you're truly enjoying this word from God on today. Truly, I am sitting back here. I'm just thanking God for all the blessings that he has stored in my life. I thank God just to see another day. I thank God that he looked over us when we were sleeping at night. We don't even know what's going on around us. A storm was going through, whatever was passing through. I was sleeping, and I don't even know what had happened. But he blessed me this morning, and my eyes flew open, that I was able to look at the news and see what was going on all around us. There's death and sickness all around us, not just from hurricanes, but we are living in a crisis. Now, God is trying to tell us something. God is speaking to us. God is letting us know who is in control and who will forever be in control. We are not in control of our lives. We cannot even lift our arms if it wasn't for the goodness of God. And for his darling son, Jesus, his grace and mercy has kept us this far. Even when we were not deserving of it, he still, I don't know about you, listen, but I know he kept me through many dangerous toils and snaps. He brought me safely through when I wasn't even deserving. He was loving me when I wasn't even giving him the glory and the praises. But I want to encourage you on today to take time to tell the Lord thank you. Take time to look at the blessings that he has given you. And the lesson today is God is still blessing, still in the blessing business. And he will continue to be a blessing in our lives. But he wants to hear from us on today. He wants us to just let him know that, Lord, we thank you. We thank you for the food on our table. We thank you for the clothes on our back. We thank you for our health and our strength. Father God, we thank you for keeping us in our right minds right now, because if it wasn't for you, some of us would be then lost our minds. But we thank God that he yet keeping us through it all. I know there's a lot of people going through a lot right now. But if you look back in the month of February, January, December, and the months before, when things were going all good, and all of a sudden, at the drop of a hat, things had changed in the month of March. This COVID-19 hit around the whole world at the same time. Everybody is in a crisis. Once we could say that, well, we thank God Louisiana is fine, or we thank God Mississippi, I got callers, I got listeners listening in from Detroit or Texas. You could say, Lord, I thank you that the pandemic is not here in this state. But we cannot say that. It's everywhere. Everyone has to wear a face mask. I don't know about you, but I can't breathe with it on. But like my pastor told me, we go everywhere else with it on, and we ought to stop and give God the glory and then get back in our churches and get back doing the will of God. And I'm talking to Evangelist Norma Chapman right now. Because more we stay out of church, it's going to become a habit. That my grandmama used to say, if you get used to doing something, you'll do it over and over, become a habit. And we don't want to have a habit of not going and giving God the glory, because we don't know how long the COVID-19 is going to be. If the COVID-19 lasts 20 years, are we going to stay outside of Christ's house for 20 years? No. So we have to program ourselves to start getting back doing what we had been doing before the COVID-19, but with some restrictions on our lives. We can do it, listeners. It may seem like it's hard, But you know what? If we're still in the land of the living, we still have strength to do it. We could, God's going to see us through this. Whatever we have to do, we're not alone. Pastor Doris Smith from the Word of God on today gave us a good outlook and understanding. And all we have to ask God is for wisdom and understanding of what God has given her to give us on today. I don't know about you listening, but my heart burned with joy on today. I was filled. I received the Word of God. I ate the Word of God. Not only did I eat it, I digested. And I'm asking you out there who do not know God and cannot digest the Word of God, pray that God would give you the strength to have a relationship with Him. Because if you don't have a relationship with God, you don't even know where the blessings that God has given you, and you will not never understand the blessings that God has for you in the future. We have to thank and give God the glory. We have to thank and give God the praises. We have to look back over our lives and see how far God has brought us from and up until this present day. Say, Lord, I know it has to be only the goodness of you, because you couldn't have done it by yourself. I have been riding along in my automobile and a car. I didn't see the car. And I said, Lord, I thank you because I didn't see it. It could have hit me and killed me. But through the grace of God, God is always there for us. He's always looking out for us. He's always standing by. God is always standing near us. And listeners, I have truly enjoyed the show on today. You still have time to press that number one if you want to share anything with us. I just want to give God the glory right now. I just want to just say something. Feel free to press that number one, and Pastor Doris will answer any questions or join you with any comments that you have, and surely whatever thoughts you have about today's topic, feel free to press that number one. You still have a few minutes left in the show, and we want to hear from the saints of God on today. But if no one have anything to say, because I'm going up and down this my switchboard, and I'm looking to see if anyone has anything to say, because I want to hear from you on today. I know God has been good to some of us. I know God, some of us has been coronavirus, and God was so good that He spared you from not being on a ventilator. If you were on a ventilator, God bless you to come off of that ventilator. God wants you to testify about His goodness. That's why God let things happen in some people's lives, so He may get the glory. If we don't tell of the goodness of God, we can't attest to what He's done for someone else. We can only attest to what God has done for us in our life. And God, this is what God, we want to be a witness for the Lord. That's what the disciples did. The apostles, they went and they told what they have heard, and what they've seen and what they know that Jesus was doing. And that same Jesus is still Jesus today. He's the same God today. And it had not been for them giving us the testimony about what they heard and seen, we wouldn't even know the goodness of God back in the biblical time. But God wants to do the same thing today. He wants to be a disciple for Him. He wants to let other people know that He is God and He is still in the blessing business. Pastor Doris Smith, do you have anything else that you want to share with our listeners based on in reference to today's topic? If you do, you can come in. I know you wanted to go to John. Did you get an opportunity to go to John, the third book of John, verses 1 through 2? Do you want to emphasize on that? We still have a couple of minutes left in the show, and I know our listeners are all stirred up now, wanting to hear some more of that word that God has in store in you for to give us on today. Do you have anything else to share? But this time you may do so, Pastor Doris Smith.
Amen, amen. I just like to quickly prepare to leave with you all. First of all, thank you, Evangelist, for the opportunity to share blessings and strength and continued safety to everybody that's on the line. My prayers are with those, everybody that was in the line of that storm. My prayers is that God would keep them, those that have suffered any type of injuries or loss, that God will restore. And let us remember to pray and lift them up as well. As we lift up, praise God, the world and the situations that are going on, when we pray, let us remember, praise God, to pray for the conditions and situations that are going on. We come together, one mind, one body, one accord, praise God. Cry loud and spare not. The word says, I want to leave this with you as I share from 3 John chapter 1, verses number 2. It says, Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. This scripture speaks to the total man, the total woman. As I shared with you in the beginning of God is still blessing our topic this evening, to let you know that God is concerned about everything that concerns you, it concerns the Lord. And I'll leave you with Psalms 84:11. No good thing does he withhold from those who walk uprightly. This particular verse here carries a reminder that there is a part we play, provision, in that provision coming to pass, coming to fruition, happening in our lives. We must walk upright. He's a holy God. He's a righteous God. And he loves you. And he's still blessing because God is the blesser. God bless you all this evening.
God bless you, Pastor Doris. I want you to take the opportunity, time to give information on yourself. It's from all you just to have a word of prayer or let them know what you're doing there in Miami, Florida, how good God is blessing you with your ministry there. Can you take the time out right now to share that with our listeners and give them a contact number, how they can contact you after the show?
Yes, you can reach me. I am on Facebook under Doris Smith. Send me a friend request. I would gladly accept. I am also on every Tuesday and Thursday morning at 5 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on the Power Hour line of inspiration and motivation. And that number you can dial directly in, 712-775-7130. That's the Power Hour line of inspiration and motivation through the Word of God and the power of prayer. Once you dial that number, praise God, you can put in the access code, which is 710-569. Again, the number is 712-775-7031. The last three numbers are 7031. And the access code is 710-569 and the pound. We would love to have you join us on Tuesday or Thursday morning at 5 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, where we connect with speakers globally from around the world. And we have worship and the power of the word. 1 hour of power. God bless you.
Thank you. And listen, we want to thank you today for tuning in to Faith in Your Fears Radio Talk Show with your host, your truly evangelist, Norma Chapman. As always, I'm so very happy to have so many listeners tune in on Faith in Your Fears. God has really blessed Faith in Your Fears, and I pray that he will continue to bless this radio talk show. And remember, you can contact me by emailing me at Norma_Chapman@yahoo.com. You can also visit my Facebook page, Norma Chapman, or visit Faith in Your Fears Facebook page. You can always go to What Faith Can Do Facebook page. You can always reach me through, connect with me through Instagram, Twitter, and all of the media that's available. Faith in Your Fears is there. It's connected. We are connected, and we are so very happy for our listeners to tune in every 4:30 to 5:30 Central Standard Time, and from 5:30 to 6 Eastern Standard Time. At this time, we'll have our closing prayer. Father God, we want to thank you for another great opportunity that you gave us, Father God, today, Father God, to go forth with your word. We thank you, Father God, for your word. Now, Father God, we pray that, Father God, that you would touch every listener on the line, Father God. Whatever they're standing in need of, Father God, we pray that you would grant it to them, Father God. That Father would keep looking over the ones that was in the storm, Father God. We pray that you continue to bless those that are on the ventilators, Father God. They may come off of the ventilators with the COVID-19 virus, Father God. We pray that, Father God, and thank you for those that have, that you have delivered, Father God, and blessed to come off of the ventilators, Father God. We pray that, Father God, you walk in the homes of those that are still affected or sick and ill from the COVID-19. You still the God, Father God, and we ask that you restore their body and their health and their strength back to them. Oh, Father God, I thank you for my First Lady, Sister Constance Woods, for calling in on today. What a blessing. What a blessing, Father God. And I just thank you for her and all of the teaching that she's given us, Father. Leader, a true leader and a woman of God, there at Greater Liberty Baptist Church under the leadership of Pastor Calvin W. Woods. We ask that you join us in our annual session that will start next week. Keep looking at the Facebook page, and there's information there on how you can join us for our annual session as we go through 2020 for our First District Missionary Baptist Association annual session. God bless all of you, and God keep you until next week. This is the end of the show on today. God bless all of you, and bye-bye now.